Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We have seen that the Nazir is supposed to bring his karbanos, and after doing so, after the shechita and the zrika of one of them, or really all three of them, but even after bringing just one of them, he gets to cut his hair. He has to cut his hair. So Mishnah Yud brings up kind of a scary case for the Nazir. Gilach al hazevach. What if he did this? He brought one of his korbanos, and then he cut his hair, like he's supposed to do. V'nimtza pasul. And now the korban turns out to be pasul, to be no good. There's a lot of ways that could happen, like the blood might be spilled before it gets thrown on the mizbeach. It could be that he becomes tameh. The animal becomes tameh. There's a lot of ways that the carbon could be pusle, and the carbon turns out to be pusle. So basically, he was supposed to do taglachas after one of the carbons was brought, but turns out the carbon that was brought wasn't really a valid carbon. So therefore, taglachaso pesula. His taglachas is invalid. Uzavachav lo alulo. And if he does more carbonos after that, right, because he just did the one carbon before his taglachas, but then he probably did two more to finish it up, because all three has to get done. So any carbonos he brought later are also no good. Because the whole thing didn't work. The taglachas is invalid. And therefore, what does he have to do? So we know it means that he has to now count another 30 days because he's going to have to take a new haircut. And the minimum amount of time to do that is 30 days. And then at the end of the 30 days, he's going to have to bring three new karbanos and do the whole thing over again. Gilach al hachatos sholishma. Another case, which is very similar, if he brought his karban chatos, and it was shechted, or the blood was thrown, shalo l'shma, that not the intention to be the chatas. So he brought the chatas, and it was shechted with the intention to be shechting a shlamim. So that is a big problem. Because the halacha is that a chatas shalo l'shma, chatas requires l'shma. It must be brought for the purpose of a chatas. And a chatas that is brought shlo lishma is pasul, completely pasul. And so if he brought this chatas and it was lo lishma, and then he cut his hair, so he's going to be in the same boat as the previous case. And then he brought the rest of the karbanos with the right intention. Well, too bad. Tagachaso pesula. It's no good because the chatas was pasul, and that was the one he shechted on. He cut his hair on. He cut his hair before the other two korbanos. So if he cut his hair only on the chatas, and the chatas itself was no good because it was shlo lishma, tagla chaso psula, his haircut is invalid, uzavachav lo alulo. And the remaining korbanos that he brought, even though he brought them properly, don't count. And they're going to have to be redone at the end of his redone taglachas. His 30 days of hair growth, then his karbanos is going to be done all over again, along with the proper haircut. What if gilach al ha'ola ol ha'shlamim shelo lishman? If he brought either the ola or the shlamim with improper intent, right? He shechted the ola intending to make it a shlamim. He shechted the shlamim intending to make an ola. So, and then of course he did a haircut. So the halacha in this case is different, because the chatas is mostly unique. Most korbanos are not like a chatas. A chatas has to be completely lishma. Other korbanos are supposed to be lishma, but if they're not, if he brought shlo lishma, the halacha is that the korban itself is kosher. The korban is not pasul. It can still go on the mizbeach, and the meat can still be eaten. But it just doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. Well, so for us, we needed to fulfill the obligation. And therefore, gilach al ola or shlom shlo lishma, if you brought the ola or the shlomim, not l'shem ola or shlomim, v'achkach hevi korbanos l'shman, and then he finished up the other korbanos properly, taglacha. So pesula, again, his haircut is invalid because he didn't have a kosher korban before his taglachas uzavachav lo alulo. And the later korbanos are also invalid. Because they followed a haircut that was invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, well, not really. I don't agree with that. Oso azevach lo alolo. It's true. The korban, it doesn't count, right? But what do we say about an ola or a shlamim that were brought shelo lishma? We said that the carbon is kosher, it just doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. And so, therefore, since the carbon itself is actually kosher and can be burned in the mizbech and can be eaten by the kohanim, well, says Rabbi Shimon, his taglachas then, in fact, did follow a kosher carbon, a kosher carbon ola or shlomim. And therefore, he can do his hair cutting. And if he did, it is acceptable. It is only the carbon that he brought, shelo lishma, that has to be redone. And so the taglachas is acceptable. The other carbonos, if he brought them properly, are acceptable and are done. And the only thing that's going to have to be redone is that carbon, because it was done shelo lishma, which means that it didn't count towards his obligation. So he has to fulfill the obligation of bringing that animal again. Now, of course, all of the previous cases were where he did taglachas after only one korban, and then that korban ended up messed up. So really, it was ended up taglachas after no korbanos. But im gilach al shloshtan, if he brought all three korbanos and then did his taglachas, v'nimtza echad mehem kasher, and one of them, it doesn't have to be all three, as long as one of them was good, then taglachas okshir, his taglachas counts because he could do it after any one of the karbanos, and there was one kosher karban there, and therefore that's kosher. He v'yavi shar karzlachim, and he just has to make up the ones that weren't good, that were possible.